the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, praise him with me. Hosanna. Oh, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock. Oh, of my salvation. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Oh, my salvation. Oh, yes, Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Oh, of my salvation. Oh, magnify, oh, magnify the Lord with me. For he is worthy. Oh, magnify the Lord Jesus with me this morning. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. For he is worthy. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, 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 blessed be, oh, the rock of my salvation. Glorify Jesus with me, oh glory, glory to his name. He lives and reigns forevermore. Glory, 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 glory to his name. He lives and reigns. Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock, oh, the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, Hosanna, hallelujah, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah But Jireh is his name. Hallelujah. Oh yes, for he provideth all mine. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Jireh is his name. For he provideth. Hosanna, Hosanna, yes, Hosanna. Blessed be the rock.
Blessed be the rock.
Of my salvation. Oh, yes, Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of my salvation.
Amen. May the Lord bless you this morning, saints. It's a good thing to see each other. I've made up my mind that from now on I'm going to hug each brother a little bit closer, you know, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone.
Yes, sir. Glory.
But we thank God that we are here this morning, a little bit of a mix-up. I was thinking Brother Maxwell will do Sunday school, and I think maybe he was thinking someone else would do it, so there we are singing away, and Brother George wondering, how come the brothers are not coming, you know? But all things work together for good. So I would like to ask you to turn in the Bible in the book of Proverbs, chapter 1. Proverbs, chapter 1, we'll just read verse number 19 there. We were using this scripture at our family altar last night, so that's what we are going to repeat that. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for your blessed word. Lord, it speaks so much unto us, Lord. We thank you, Father, Oh God, for the assurances that we get from your word, we bless your holy name. Bless us now as we have gathered in this place. Lord, we want to ask, Lord, that you be with us, Lord, from this very beginning, all the way, Lord, to the song service, Lord, the Sunday school classes upstairs, even, Father, to the preaching of the word this morning. Bless us, Father. Encourage us in our hearts. We desire a touch from you this morning. We commit, Lord, Father, our brethren that are at home this morning, not able to be here with us. Lord, touch each and every one of them, even as we pray for our little sisters, Lord, Camel and Rachel. Lord, may you touch them this morning and heal them and make them well. We commit them into your hands, Lord. We ask, Father, even for our pastor, that you would strengthen him this morning. Lord, it is not possible to stand here as a man, especially after the accident on Friday night. So we are asking today for your special anointing, that you take over his body completely, Lord, and use him to minister to your children. Encourage him and the family. Watch over them, Lord, even Brother Eli and his family. Lord, we want to ask your special grace upon them, Lord, that you encourage them this morning. Even the occupants of the other car, we commit them into your hands and ask for your grace upon them, Lord, to heal them and make them well. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may sit down, saints. Thank you very much. It's just something I was reading about a couple of weeks or so ago, and it kind of touched my heart to see how plain the word of God can be to us many times. But for some reason or the other, we kind of gloss over it, or maybe don't see the full impact of what that word means to us. But when you look back in your own life and you look in the lives of many other people, you can see how very true this word is. And it is a good thing to read it this morning and try and understand what it means so that it can help us going forward. For we are desiring to be better Christians than what we are at this time. So I'll read it again, and it may be difficult to understand at the beginning, but I would go back to verse number 10 of this chapter to kind of try and understand the context where this was written so we can understand it better. So I will read this verse again. It says, so are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain. So Solomon here is saying, every person that is greedy of gain, their ways are like this. So we want to go back now to verse 10 to find out what ways is he talking about. Because he gives a very important warning here that the gain that we are greedy to get, it takes away the life of the owners thereof. And that's a very serious thing. And really, when you look at it in your life and in my life, you can see how true this is. That the times that we were greedy to gain something, gain a lot of money at work, gain promotion, those things really, in the grand scheme of things, it never really gave us anything, but it took away from us. So we want to go back and look from verse number 10, where Solomon is giving this advice, and he's saying, my son, if sinners entice you, consent not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lack privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. So he is giving a picture here of people that come to influence you to say, let us go lay in wait for people, innocent people, and take away their substances, in a sense, rob them, and take away the things they have so that we may gain them and fill our houses with that kind of spoil. He says, cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, Walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. So these people, when they entice you to say, let's do this now, these days, it might not so much be waiting outside there in the dark. You know, in my country, it used to be common in end of December or end of November, really, when people get the 13th check, you know, bonus, you know. And they used to get it and get the money from the bank and they are coming home. There's a lot of robberies that go on at that time. These thieves wait in the dark and to steal your bonus away from you. And many times they leave you for dead. You know, so Solomon is saying, when these people come around and tell you, let's go and do this so we can get gain. Now, it might not so much be waiting in the dark for people to rob them their 13th check or something. But these days, people do it on the internet, you know. You know, let's rob this guy of his bank money or whatever it is, or things like that. He says, don't consent and don't put in your lot with people like that. Why? Let's read verse number 16. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bed, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lack privily for their own lives. So he is saying here, these people, when they do that and lay a net for other people, innocent people, what they don't realize is they are setting a net for themselves. The very thing that they think that they are going to get gain by robbing other people and taking away their gains and bring it into their own houses and think that they are getting gain, but really, one day they are going to realize that it was all in vain because they are going to lose their own lives because of that. When they realize one day, like this young man who woke up in hell one day and he lifted his eyes and my, and all those riches that he thought he was gaining, someone else was spending them. They couldn't help him there. There's no comfort that he could get from all the toils that he had toiled through in his life, thinking that I'm getting gain and I'm getting richer and richer, forsaking the assembling of the saints together, forsaking your own private prayer life, forsaking the family altar because you are too busy gaining things, and thinking that this is going to be give us comfort. One day he realizes that it was all in vain. Those very things have robbed him something important. And that's the background where now Solomon says, so are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain. So you don't have to be a robber to lay a net for your own life. You don't have to be a thief or a murderer to set a trap for your own life and lose it, even to be greedy of gain. Now, it's good to be ambitious, but I would rather be ambitious for the kingdom of heaven. Because the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be added unto you. But we have done it the other way around. We want to seek all these other things, and then somehow, somewhere, hope that God will break his word and give you the kingdom of heaven on top. No, the principle doesn't work like that. We have to seek the kingdom of heaven first. If we have ambition, ambition is a God-given gift, an ability that we have. But we must be ambitious for the right things. You know, when you're ambitious to be, I want to be the director of this, and you put all your effort into that, at the cost of the kingdom of heaven, at the cost of gathering with the saints, at the cost of fellowshipping with the saints, at the cost of your own prayer life, at the cost of coming to church or your own ministry to others, then that's a wrong way to do it. Your ways, when you do that, they are like the ways of these people that lay in wait outside there to rob people. And those things that you think you are gaining, oh, look, now we've got this beautiful this, and we've got this, this, and that, another house and another one, and you think you are gaining, and you come to a point where you say, I must break down my bonds. like that rich young ruler. I must break them down because they are too small now. They cannot contain the things that I have so that I can build bigger ones. Yeah, it's like looking at your bank and saying, they allow only a maximum of 1.5 million in my account. I need to find another bank in the Cayman Islands, you know. That's what this young boy was doing. And he was doing very well. And there's nothing wrong with doing well with what you're doing. As long as you haven't messed up your priorities. As long as the kingdom of heaven is your first priority. Because one of these days, who knows what will happen? This life is not certain. You could be so well today, and next week you could be somewhere else. This has been quite a year for us. It really has been quite a year. At the beginning of this year, Brother Pele used to sit here, healthy, the picture of health. I mean, and then all of a sudden, a phone call rings. Brother Pele has fallen. Please come and bring brother to the hospital. And the brother's running, not knowing that his numbers have been called up. Now we are talking of our brother Rock. And so many other things can happen. Friday we were here. We had a wonderful service with the pastor. And they spent the whole night in hospital. And it was by God's tender hand, because something else could have happened. This life is not promised to anybody. It can any time just turn like that. Yesterday, I was a little bit discouraged in the morning when I read the news about what happened to the pastor. And I was like, Lord, after we had a wonderful time in church and wonderful time in church and what is going on? So I thought I would encourage myself in the Lord. And I took the ironing board and I was like, let me iron these clothes for my wife. And I put the message. I was listening to Brother Branham when he was explaining things to Brother Livel, a letter to Livel. And I was just listening there. It's quite long, you know, it finished. And then I thought, let me listen to some testimonies. And I put Brother Peregrine and he was going on, and so I listened to the first one, and then I thought, I think I finished ironing, actually. So I went to sit in the sitting room and put on music there. I thought, let me listen to music, and Hezekiah came, and we were dancing there, you know, and it was really nice. Then my wife comes, and she's, can you help me with this? I thought, sure, why not? Let me go and get the beans and throw them out. And I put on my shoes, take the beans, walked out there. The pavement at the back was frozen with ice. I didn't click in my mind. I just walked on it. The next thing, I'm in the air. By God's grace, I landed on the grass. I would have banged my head onto the pavement. Just like that. And the way I fell, I twisted my leg in such a way that, oh, it was so painful. Just like that. This is how things happen. And this life is not promised to anybody tomorrow. You know, we've got today. Let us serve the Lord as much as we can today. Amen. You know, because that young man, he woke up one day, he's in hell, and all the riches that he had gathered, they meant nothing to him now. The people here, they shared them. You know, like, where is Steve Jobs' riches now? Where is Michael Jackson's riches? People shared. But if you had set your priorities right and seek the kingdom of heaven first, whatever else can happen, it doesn't worry you or anybody. Because we know that this brother, this sister has lived their life right. They have fought the good fight of faith. They are somewhere today reaping the rewards of all that they did. But we do it the other way around. We are looking to make more money and more gains this coming year. Looking, how else can I get more shifts at work? How else can I get more overtime? If you really look at it and think of the overtime and the shifts that you did 5 years ago, what happened? Where is it today? Has it helped you or has it harmed you? Look at the effects it has had on your family, all the time that you spent time away from home, where is it now? What impact has it had on your children? All the nights that they missed a prayer with you, all the nights that you could have used the Bible to read scriptures to them and pray with them, it's missed opportunity. Because each day that passes, our children, they are growing. The prophet says after the age of 21, you become more set in your ways. So each day they are growing, they become more set in their ways. And if you don't use that opportunity then to set them in the right way, thinking that it's better for me to work my knuckles out, get a house for them, it's not worth it in the end. What use is a house when you have lost your children? I always considered this, that the greatest failure a man can ever achieve is to find himself in hell with his children there. You would have failed dismally. I mean, it's not fully 100% your responsibility. God has to work on their hearts too. But God has given them into your hands to influence them for the kingdom of heaven. And you do the best that you can. They will have to fight and struggle their way into hell. But you have done the best. But what for them to stand up one day and say, well, what could we have done with a father like that? That's a sad thing. That's what greedy of gain can do. It robs something important away from you. And so we will read this verse again. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which takes away the life of the owners thereof. The Bible cannot lie. This gain that we are so greedy to get, it takes away something from you. You can only gain it by selling something. You are giving up something, and you are no better than Judas or maybe Esau, who sold his birthright for a portage of porridge. And Brother Branham says at least he was hungry. Many of us have got good houses, we've got good cars. Really, we live comfortable lives. You must travel sometime and see how people live elsewhere. Then you'll see how privileged that we have been to be in this place. Therefore, we must give it everything that we can. We must put our priorities right. We go to work, we get what we can for our children, but our priorities should never be the gain that we get. It should always be for the kingdom of heaven. For the word of God says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and all these things will be added unto you. Your Father in heaven knows what needs you have. He feeds the birds. He dresses all these other animals. He looks after them. How much more you? How much more? His precious son, his precious daughter, redeemed by the very blood of God himself. He knows what to provide for you when you have need. May the Lord bless you. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you this morning once again for your grace that has brought us into your house. Lord, we want to commit the service into your hands, asking, Lord, that you'd use thy servants this morning. Our song leaders, we commit them to you and ask, Father, that, Lord, you'd use them in the songs that you want us to sing. That these songs, Lord, may break every stronghold of the enemy, Lord, and set us free to receive thy word as it would come this morning. We commit our pastor to you, that you use him again this morning, Lord, to raise your children to the place you want them to be. Bless this service, Lord. Bless our listeners from home, those not able to be with us. We commit them into your hands, that you bless them also. Lord, and we ask, Lord, as we commit these few words that we've been speaking to you, Lord, asking that you may reveal more and more to our hearts, Lord, to be able to set our priorities right, Lord, that we may not be in danger, Lord, of Lord being greedy of gain instead of being greedy for the kingdom of heaven. Help us, Father, this morning as we commit this service to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.